I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last Friday, Ireland voted to repeal its abortion ban. And now we wait to see how this ruling in Ireland could affect Northern Ireland's abortion ban. Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothamer says we need to pray.
One of the things that's actually been spoken about was the pressure that would be on the British Prime Minister to allow this same type of ruling to happen in Northern Ireland. And so our prayer is that the Prime Minister will have the courage and the conviction not to let that happen.
Next, Indonesia, the largest Muslim-dominant nation, is also known for its moderate society. But that's changing. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
The blasphemy laws are strict. They take it seriously. But I'll also say it's more vague than in some of these other countries. And so there's the opportunity for abuse.
Radical Islam in Indonesia has been growing and becoming more vocal against Christians, but it's not stopping gospel outreach. More details on that can be found at missionnews.org. And Keys for Kids devotionals are about to be translated into Arabic, but Greg Yoder says there's one final piece left.
We have the team in place. We have the production elements teams in place. We have the actors who are going to be the voice portions of the Keys for Kids devotional in Arabic. We have everything set up. We just don't have the funds to pay Sat7 to do the work.
So Sat7 is working on 4 potential dialect translations, but they're $12,000 short of finishing the project. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You find links and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.